All right, folks, I want to give it just maybe 30 seconds to make sure we're on. Looks like we are. All right, this is your host, Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live from the busted up streets of a mind control community called Fullerton, California. As I drive past a state university that is destroying the minds of the children, I'll be passing a junior college that is destroying the minds of the children. As I pass a high school, a Catholic school, and an elementary, and a junior high, and another elementary, just to get near a freeway to get out of this educational mind control matrix run by absolute morally bankrupt morons. This is your host, Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834, on the web at thefullertoninformer.com, vaxdangers.com, wifidangers.com, and celltowerdangers.com, and of course, 5gdangers.com, many other .coms, folks. I do appreciate your prayers and support over the years, and I just want to let you know that we're going to continue bringing you the truth, no matter what the scenario looks like as they stack the cards against the poor and unsuspecting masses, which I was born into a system of being raised by parents who were part of the poor unsuspecting masses. And that's why I have such a heart for people who have no idea what's being done to them by people who are being paid to do it to them, who turn a blind eye and revel in waxing their Teslas, right, as they collect their government check to literally screw over young people, our community, and our nation, and our world for that matter, because everything that's being taught to these children is designed to do two things: to make them comply with the lies and to make them serve the system that puts the boot to everyone's neck. That's what it's designed to do, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you're not part of it, because I will tell you something. If you derive your income living from hurting people, your children will suffer. The news that we're being force-fed is telling us that California is going to experience what's referred to as an atmospheric river weather event, right? All right. Let me tell you what an atmospheric river event is. That's a new term to freak everybody out, to make it seem like the world's coming to an end and that there's going to be this gigantic deluge that's going to completely submerge the state, right? And I know there are those of you who think that California's going to break off and fall into the ocean. Give me a break, okay? Many years ago, we would have these weather events that were called the Pineapple Express, because what we would have is a low-pressure system that drops down from the north on its own, by the way, many years ago, and then would hook up with the subtropical moisture and the warm air masses containing a lot of moisture from, like, Hawaii, right? And it would bring a lot of rain to Southern California. Well, we just had a situation a couple weeks ago where we had an abnormally cold air mass that dropped a bunch of snow all over our mountains. And, you know, if left alone, it probably could have solved, you know, the drought problems, even though they won't let us ever drill into the primary water and solve our drought problems like Muammar Gaddafi did in Libya when he hit primary water and had these canals and tunnels that provided water for his people so they could grow food, because there is an infinite supply of water under the ground. And the land goes up and down on the water. That's why we have tides, folks. And that's why there are no tides in the landlocked inland waters like the Great Lakes. If the moon was causing tides, we'd have tides in the Great Lakes. We don't have tides in the Great Lakes. The land goes up and down on the water. But as I pass another elementary school that is teaching children that we're on some spinning ball with some Masonic mathematics controlling the trajectory, They'll never understand that there's all this water under the ground. Now the trees understand that there's all kinds of water under the ground. The farmers understand that there's all kinds of water under the ground. And people that know what's going on know there's all kinds of water under the ground. As a matter of fact, that's why they have these summits in a place called Davos, Switzerland, right? Because they get to take a submarine through the primary water to that deep lake over there, and they just have to show up without flying through the air. And they don't have to get on an airplane and enjoy the turbulence from some coked-out pilot on some 40-year-old piece of junk aircraft that you and I have to be packed into like sardines in a can because we want to go see our Aunt Betsy, right? Why do I always digress, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, get the likes up. So in spite of the algorithmic pressure to suppress this information, we can get more people to see it. Push the button. Get the likes up, please. I appreciate it. So what they've done over the past couple of weeks is they've allowed an inordinate amount of snow to fall in the mountains. And I think the snow level got down to about 1,500 feet in Southern California. You know, unusual. It's not unheard of because it has happened before in my lifetime. I've seen it multiple times. But what they did with this last storm is they literally just, these last series of storms a couple weeks ago, is they literally just dropped the jet stream to the far south and let the cold air mass from the Gulf of Alaska and all that unstable air that got sucked down with it just blanket you with a cold weather system that dropped a ton of snow. And if they would just leave it alone, then we'd be fine, right? But, you know, as they manipulated the jet stream to drop that weather system down over this region and impact the Sierras and all of Northern California the way they did, just blanket it with all that snow, which it needs, by the way, we'd be fine. But here's what's going on, folks. You know, yesterday I watched the skies over Southern California, and the scalar, the telltale signature of weather modification was all over the sky yesterday as everybody was staring at their Netflix and microwaving their Hot Pockets and playing video games on their cell phones. They were going to town in the sky, bringing a warm air mass into the region. Now, this is done through ionospheric heating and a pressure gradient inducement. That is how they move these air masses around, okay? You can use temperature and pressure to move mountains, literally, folks. That's how an automobile engine runs, right? The heat and the compression and the intake stroke, the combustion and the exhaust, you know, folks, there are ways that they accomplish their weather warfare. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to bring a warm air mass all the way to the north this time. And instead of dropping more snow, it's going to drop rain and it's going to melt all the snow or a large part of the snow, wash away a large part of the snowpack, so they can keep the drought going and they can flood you out and make your life miserable. Why? Because that is how they roll, folks. All right? Now, this is all backed up by the fraud of what is called meteorology. Now, when you understand what's in the name, when you understand who puts out the weather forecasts, okay? I want you to think about this. Anytime you're casting something, whether you're casting a net into the water to trap fish, whether you're broadcasting, whether you're sending out a signal to suck in a bunch of brains as they watch your propaganda, whether you're spell casting a spell masses of people like Hollywood does, or whether you're forecasting the weather because you control it, and you're putting out the information ahead of time and calling your own shots. That's why they call it a weather forecast. The entity that's responsible for putting out these forecasts is called the National Weather Service. Now, a service is someone or an entity or a group of people that provide a service. And what is the National Weather Service? Well, they are producing the weather. And not only are they producing and controlling the weather as the service that they perform, but they also forecast the weather, which they tell you in advance what they're going to do. Now, in this case, they're just going to move a warm air mass north, just like they moved a cold air mass to the south a couple weeks ago. I want to talk to you about some anomaly that I've noticed that is very strange. And I don't know how many of you pay attention to this, but there is a weather indicator that has been something of a very reliable indication of what to expect. It's called a barometer. Now, I happen to have a total of 8 barometers in my possession, and 2 of which are digital, and 6 of which are the kinds that have the needle on them. And every once in a while, I will calibrate them. But what I'm noticing is that the barometric pressure readings being reported by the National supposed Weather Service are not consistent with the barometric pressure readings that I am observing. Now, another anomaly that I've noticed is that the National Weather Service has been providing barometric pressure readings that have remained above 30 inches of mercury throughout the duration of all of these weather events, which is perfectly fine if you understand that when you have high pressure like that, you shouldn't have the weather events that we have. I will tell you that what has been missing in these weather events has been thunder and lightning. There hasn't been any thunder and lightning with these storms that have rolled through, which is rather odd. And the barometric pressure that they are reporting is a lot higher than you would expect when you have systems that come through here as they have. So there's a couple of things going on, folks. Number one, all of the schools have lied to your children and you about the weather and what causes the weather and why the weather is what it is. The weather is changing not because of you driving your 8-cylinder SUV in the snow with your 4-wheel drive hubs unlocked and the super unleaded gas, or the old 350 Chevy with points and condenser in the ignition system as you make your way down that dirt road, or that fireplace that's keeping you warm when it's 20 below with wind chill outside, or that gas stove that's boiling your potatoes on your stove tonight, or the manufacturing facility that happens to be making the things that you need to survive, like the petroleum refinery and the food production facilities and the power generating systems that are burning methane and coal slurries and petroleum to provide electricity. These are all things they want to shut down, okay? And the con job is they say that these sources of energy, which are renewable, by the way, all petroleum products are renewable because they are produced adiabatically in the earth through a natural process. The earth continues to produce, abiotically, okay? Not adiabatically, that's a chemistry term. I'm confusing terms here. But the earth produces oil abiotically, okay? And what that means, folks, is that the earth produces, just a moment here, we've got a issue with the camera. I'll continue to talk as I'm zoomed in because it looks like we have a technical difficulty. But the Earth produces oil abiotically, folks. And what that means is it is not produced from some dinosaur crawling 200 miles under the ground and decomposing with his or her buddies under there, okay? That is not how it's done, folks, all right? The Earth produces oil through natural processes, all right? That's how it's done. Now, when you understand that, you realize that oil and petroleum, per se, are not finite resources, but rather infinite resources that we have absolute, unlimited access to, folks. Do you understand me? So what's happening is they have lied to us about where the oil is coming from. They have lied to us about everything, all right? They have lied to us about what causes the weather. They have lied to us about where the energy comes from. And they're lying to us about what happens when we burn these renewable resources. What happens when you combust these products is they produce carbon dioxide, which is plant food, water vapor, which enhances the relative humidity and eventually returns to the earth through precipitation. And of course, you get things like ash. Okay, you get some ashes like the fly ash they get, and that's what they use in the chemtrails, the aluminum oxide from the coal industry. But the more plant food you pump into the environment, the better the trees and the plants grow, folks. But they're telling us that these human activities are causing the weather to change, when in fact the scalar weapons and the microwave weapons, which are all based on the ground, are what are responsible for these climactic anomalies that the National Weather Service forecasts and tells us are resulting from climate change because of human activities involving the combustion of what they call fossil fuels. So there are five lies in that sentence. Number one, what we burn isn't made from fossils, okay? It's not dinosaur goo in the ground that turns into oil. Okay, and the carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere do not impact the weather. They impact plant growth rates, all right? Number three, human activities are not solely responsible for the climate change. The only activities that are human that are responsible for the climate change are the weaponization of our infrastructure being used to modify the weather to give the appearance of the weather being unpredictable and uncontrollable, when in fact they've owned the weather for decades, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when you have the social engineers teaching your children, showing them pictures of in the textbooks of power plants and garbage dumps and smoke belching out of these things and people living in squalor, you know what? I could go down to Skid Row right now and I could show you graffiti and you know, people living in complete excrement and filth, and walk three blocks and show you these filthy rich people living in penthouses eating sushi for breakfast and drinking champagne at $1,000 a bottle for lunch on the 18th floor of some glass building. All right, there's always been a dichotomy of the haves and the have-nots, but you can't sit here and brainwash children telling them that the whole freaking world looks like Skid Row because of human beings when it doesn't. I mean, for crying out loud, it rained for a couple of weeks, and my backyard looks like the Garden of Eden, all right? And you could go take a drive in Southern California. All the hills are green. All these beautiful flowers are coming into bloom out by Lake Elsinore. And, you know, all the snow's all over the mountains, and the pine trees are going to get re-energized when they get all that water soaking into the ground. But what they're going to do is melt all the snow with the weather modification and say climate change caused by human activities, by people who eat steak because they claim that the cows are belching methane from their three stomachs and their foregut and their rumen and the alpha amylase enzymes turning the you know, the hay strands and the hay straw into methane, right? They're saying that cows belching methane are contributing to climate change, so we can't eat meat. They want you to eat the Soylent Green wafers made out of dead people, right? That's what's eventually coming, folks. The fake meat, the lab-grown meat, what do you think they're going to use as a protein source? Remember the glue that you had when you were a child in elementary school? You know, when I was a young child, I used to eat the glue. It was delicious. It had like a mint flavor, right? Well, a lot of that was made out of horses, folks. They would send the dead horses. They would euthanize these horses and send them to the glue factory, right? Well, what's coming is going to be Soylent Green, as MGM Studios predicted in 1972, where the opening scene is everyone wearing masks and living outside and lining up for their wafers, right? For their daily sustenance. That's not my idea of our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That ain't my idea of daily bread, folks. A Soylent Green wafer is not my idea of my daily bread, all right? And that's not our Heavenly Father's idea of it either. That's a sick, twisted, satanic inversion. Of all of the things that God has created for us to eat, they're going to feed us these wafers, right? No, sorry. I'm not going to eat a thing that I can't pronounce the ingredients to. And I'll be honest with you, I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry. I can't pronounce some of the ingredients on these plant-based food boxes. So the weather warfare in the West, the problem is that, you know, when they play games with the weather in the West, like they're doing, okay, and, you know, they're gonna wipe out a lot of the snowpack and flood out a lot of these areas. And, you know, they're going to say it's climate change because, you know, you can't have a fireplace, you can't have a car, you can't have a gasoline generator, you can't have an internal combustion engine, you can't eat meat, you know, you can't have electricity derived from a coal slurry power plant or a natural gas burning power plant or a petroleum burning power plant. They say that we have to get away from fossil fuels. We have to get to, you know, carbon net zero emissions. I mean, folks, can I tell you something? The human beings walking the face of the earth, you don't exhale laughing gas, folks. You exhale carbon dioxide and water vapor. When they say we got to get to net zero emissions, you know what that means? That means it's hasta lasagna to a lot of people, because people are a large source of so-called greenhouse gas emissions, all right? Now, they don't want to tell you this in school. They just want to show your children these textbooks of these factories belching pollution, right? And these rivers flowing with junk and filthy chemicals, right? Well, you know, it's the same people that run these chemical companies that dumped all the poison into the rivers that are printing the textbooks, folks. It's the same people that ran these chemical companies that are running the medical schools. It's the same people that are running these medical schools that are running the pharmaceutical industry. It's the same people running these chemical companies that run the pharmaceutical industry, that write the medical textbooks, that run the schools, that are running the media. And it's the same people who print the money. Man, I remember one of the most important things I ever learned in school in mathematics was this concept of something called a common denominator, right? And I'll be honest with you, I never learned any other concept in school that had such a broad range of implications in terms of its application, right? And the common denominator transcends all lines of study, all fields of interest, and it should be the one thing that we always look to seek out and find and identify in everything that we question. And the common denominator in everything that is going on is to get rid of you and I. That's what they're doing, folks. They want to get rid of us, and they will do it very quietly, very softly, very subtly. And they will do it through a series of carefully crafted social engineering programs. And you will be trained to go along with it and comply. The question is, now that you understand what they're doing, will you go along with it and comply? And, you know, I don't want to hear, you know, all this nonsense. You know, Joe, you don't offer any solutions. For crying out loud, you can't identify solutions until you firmly identify the problems. Have you ever seen a math textbook that had solutions to problems but didn't have the problems listed in the book? You can't work out solutions unless you work through the problem. And you can't work out a problem unless you specifically identify the problem. So I'm here to offer both problem identification and problem solution, all right? You've got to break your conditioning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the weather warfare implications for the Western United States has far-reaching implications for the rest of the country. Because the more they monkey with the monsoonal moisture flow of the Gulf of Mexico, or the cold fronts coming down from the Gulf of Alaska, or the Pineapple Express components coming in from these Pacific Islands, the more havoc they will wreak as they make landfall over the Western United States and head where? Head eastward, head northeastward, and head southeastward, right? Because the more they manipulate those systems, the more out of control they get when they clash with the warm air in the Gulf of Mexico or the cold Canadian air or the lake effect air or whatever climactic condition is conducive to wreaking havoc in your neck of the woods, it will happen. I don't care whether it's going to be called a nor'easter or a derecho that's going to rip the roof off of your house or a tornado that's going to make you go into your basement with your baked beans. It doesn't matter. They are screwing with the weather for the maximum impact psychologically and physically to get you to give up your cars, to get you to give up your wood-burning stove, to get you to give up your gasoline, to get you to give up your electricity generated by what they call fossil fuels, to get you to get rid of your ability to eat meat, to get you to get rid of your ability to breathe and respirate and exhale carbon dioxide. All in the name of a lie whose foundation has been engineered, the plans drafted and drawn out, the foundation poured and cemented, the studs nailed together and bolted to the foundation, the drywall nailed and screwed to the walls with the wiring run through the conduits of the educational systems, rote repetition, mind control, Prussian model of Bolshevism, cultural Marxism, social Darwinism, and death educations, controlled outcome-based product called a young person who has lost their mind, who believes the lies, that goes along and complies, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're part of any of these systems, I will tell you that when you have done this to the least of these, you have done it to me, says Jesus Christ. When you're in a position of influence and you turn your back on the truth, when you're in a position of power and you turn your back on the poor, when you're in a position of wisdom and you turn your back on the naive, when you're in a position of influence and you turn your back on the helpless and defenseless, there is a special place for you. And let me tell you what that is. It's called the Lake of Fire, ladies and gentlemen. And the first in line for the Lake of Fire are the cowards. And the only reason any of the aforementioned individuals would continue to do what they do is for fear of the ramifications of losing their earthly, worldly status, power, riches, social hierarchy, reputation, or all of the aforementioned combined in any order, which is absolute filthy rags in the eyes of God. because the foolishness of man is their folly. And God holds those who think they are wise in derision. And look at the foolish pride of the educational system as it now comes full circle and embraces literal, absolute, vile filth. You know, I drove by a school in Placentia, and I'm not sure what school it is, in Placentia, California, and there's this big yellow banner on the fence at the playground, or the whatever you call it, you want to call the prison yard, and the school is having a play called Urinetown. Not Urinetown like you and me. It's called Urine like human excrement. U-R-I-N-E-T-O-W-N. Urinetown. Can you imagine a school having a yellow banner with a picture of a faucet, all in yellow golden color, with the implication that the whole thing is just piss, right? Urinetown. Yeah. You see, folks, the educational system at last has begun to really undress itself, right? With Planned Parenthood coming in and, you know, plays like Urinetown. I mean, it's been a Marxist and socialist and Bolshevik since its inception. But now its morally bankrupt underwear is starting to show through this cloak that it's been wearing, right? And, you know, they have these high and mighty high priests and priestesses in these organizations. They have these, you know, all these letters after their name and abbreviations. And it's really just a matter of psychological warfare combined with a technocratic religion called science that is in diametric opposition to everything Almighty God has laid down in his word and everything that Almighty God has laid bare in our minds in terms of our natural abilities to discern. And everything is counterintuitive to what comes naturally to us. That's why they start so young and so early. And now they want the children in preschool. You know, they want to slap them in there and put a screen in front of them. And have you seen some of the Sesame Street episodes? It's like an acid trip, okay? And I've never had any involvement with that lysergic acid diethylamide experience. But I've seen visual depictions of what an acid trip looks like in videos. And if you're a child and you're looking through the eyes of a child, these things like Sesame Street and these children's learning programs are like an acid trip. It's terrible. Well, they want them in preschool, folks, with a screen in front of them. Folks, don't give up your ability to heat your home, cook your food, raise your food, procure your food, and, of course, to defend yourself. Okay? Don't give up your critical thinking in exchange for some stupid college degree. Okay? Do you know that when you graduate from one of these Masonic organizations, like a university, they square your head. They put the Masonic square. They cube your head. They give you the black cube on your head, folks. You know the black cube? You know the black rock, the black stone, the black glue, the black cube, the Saturn worship cube. You know the big cube, the big black cube in Mecca, the big black cube at the Discovery Science Center, the big cube in Transformers, the big cube in Minecraft. Come on! Cubey-cubey-doo, right? You know, I speak from experience because they cubed my head 5 years at the university, and I get out of there, and I had the black cube on my head. As a matter of fact, I made the front page of the newspaper. You can Google it. Joe Imbriano, Los Angeles Times, UCI. And I got interviewed by the reporter out of 3,000 people. They come up to me. But my point is, they have done it, but they have not won. I'm just drinking. What am I drinking? I've got two different kinds of lemons and two different kinds of limes in this water. Okay? All right. So we've gone for 35 minutes here, and I've just explained to you what they're doing. Unfortunately, it's 70 degrees outside. It's a beautiful sunny day. There's all these weird lines in the sky, all these different chemical concoctions up there. And by and large, they're done with the weather modification. They did most of it yesterday, moving the jet stream to the north, moving this subtropical component. So it's going to hit San Francisco head on, right? And so what they'll do is they'll just dump a bunch of warm air on the snow, make it melt, and a puff, 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 away goes the snowpack, and back is the drought. And here comes the flood, right? And, you know, folks, they're just going to keep screwing with us as long as you go along with their lies. And as long as you comply with their edicts, they're going to keep tightening things down, okay? Simple as that. All right, so until we meet again, this is your host, Joe Imbriano, coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I really appreciate you all tuning in. I don't want to keep going too long because, number one, I'm going to lose your attention, and number two, I'm going to lose my voice, and number three, if we dwell on this too much, we could lose our minds. No, that's not possible, folks, because the renewing of our mind has been accomplished by the transformation of the Holy Spirit through the sinless shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his full payment, propitiation, atonement for our sin, past, present, and future, so we can approach a holy and righteous God with no qualms, no fear, and no shame, and inherit eternal life and inherit the bounties and the blessings that were prepared for us before the foundations of this earth were laid. And I'll close on that. And by the way, maybe on Sunday mornings, I'll get up a little early and, you know, we'll delve into some scripture in the New Testament, and maybe we'll start having some biblical application of biblical concepts, not this crap that goes on in these worthless churches where there's no call to action and there's no game plan. Okay, just an aside. All right, this is your host, Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live, and we're going to close out this broadcast. My contact information, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834, thefullertoninformer.com on the web, joeimbriano777@gmail.com, and of course, get the likes up, hit the like button, folks, and we're going to sign off. Take care.